And when I saw this headline, I kind of laughed and I said, oh, this is so ridiculous. Yet another person claiming it's racist to have a white Santa, you know? And by the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white, but this person is just arguing that maybe we should...
Megyn Kelly of Fox News, and of course, she's, you know, I don't think it's racist because there's a white Santa, but I think that people should have a right to believe in who they think these mythical characters are.
Sure. I mean, we're talking about a, well, what nothing, because kids are listening, but yeah. Well, Santa can be whoever you want.
She goes on to add.
Jesus was a white man too, but.
Okay. So,
wow.
You know,
not according to the Bible.
According to the Bible, well, for number one, this just shows how dumb she is. Technically, the New Testament never...
How about instead of calling her dumb, how about ill-informed?
Okay, she's ignorant. How about ignorant, which is the same as dumb? I mean, if you look at the New Testament, it never... the only thing it describes about Jesus is his hair, which
is
woolen.
That was thick as lamb's wool.
Yeah, and if you think about him being from the Middle East, he's nothing...
You guys just want Jesus to be black.
No, I just want him to be... If he's from the Middle East, if he's from that area... He's not white. It's not possible.
He could be from Cincinnati. You never know.
Okay, well, if he lived in the Middle East for any time, he's dark.
Tracy in Cincinnati.
Okay, listen, guys. I have this argument with my dad every other day. I try to tell him turning on Fox News in your house is like inviting the devil in your house. Who made Fox News?
The authority?
The authority and the know-all to be-all to end-all. I mean...
The only problem is, like, a lot of news agencies manufacture stories to suit, you know, their narrative. And
Santa
Fox
Claus
doesn't.
Could be purple. Jesus could be purple as Barney. Who gives a damn?
Yeah, well, obviously, they're
Well, the fact that she said it's a historical fact, if you want to talk historical facts, then you have to talk about historically where Jesus was from. He could not have been white.
Good morning. Hello.
Exactly. Good morning, Russ. It's Divine Flow.
What's happening, man? Your comment, please.
Not much, man. You have a right to believe what you want to believe, to associate it with that which you can identify with. But to distort historical facts, like Alfreda said, is absolutely wrong.
Right. To make it suit your agenda.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And listen, here's the big thing. You know, I hope a lot of kids are not listening, but Santa Claus is kind of a little manufactured. I mean, I haven't seen him flying in the sky and going down chimneys. I mean,
dude's 300 pounds. Well, Santa is magic. Yeah, you know, you never. Nobody knows.
Nobody's
seen him.
I saw Santa in my house.
Yeah,
it was my dad.
Oh,
my dad had on a white thing on his face, and in the morning when he woke up, I could see where the cotton was still caught in his beard.
You were probably bad, so the real Santa didn't visit you anyway.
Wow. Yeah. But anyway,
that was the real.
You know,
Santa.
To make a statement as a news reporter, like, oh, and by the way, kids, Santa is white.
Yeah. She was just on Jay Leno saying she was not a talking head; that she is a real journalist.
Is she?
Oh, really?
Okay. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes, I just want to say this is. I saw this on Facebook last night, so my comment on Facebook was to my children: Santa Claus is not real. Mommy worked all month last month to get you all these presents, and ain't no fight fat white man taking credit for that. Also, I have to agree with the fact that Jesus was from Africa. If I'm correct, the Bible says he has skin of bronze and hair of wool. I've never seen a white man with skin of bronze and hair of wool in my life.
So are you trying to say that Jesus is African?
He's Egypt. He's in Africa.
Egypt is in Africa.
Absolutely.
And before they started calling it the Middle East, it is Africa. It is on the continent of Africa.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, for Sean from Baltimore.
Yeah, man. Can you say something that compelling or astute?
Can you do that? No, man.
You better hurry up. You better hurry up.
Man, shut up. Now you see you little chump, man. I ain't calling him no more.
All right, don't.
Let the man talk. Let him talk.
You got 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3.
What the hell? You gave him a shot.
One.
Well, I took
he
for
hung
him.
Up on us this time.
Oh,
you got me good there, Rashawn. Ooh. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning. Let's go to the next call here. Good morning. Hello. Uh-oh. Rashawn just destroyed our phone line.
Oh, my
God. That's what he did. Good morning. Hello.
Hi. I want to comment on the response. I agree with Afrida's on that. And God made everybody in his image. And I think God is why I think he's all the races.
Yes.
And that's why
isn't Jesus the color of water?
I ain't never seen Jesus.
Is God the color of water? So in other words, when you look into the reflection of water, That is a part of what God.
I was taught God is light. So whatever light is to you.
I just didn't understand what this woman's motive was by telling kids that Santa's white.
By the way,
I know that Santa is a spirit.
She was upset over another lady. An African-American author wrote the fact that, hey, isn't it about time that we get rid of the white Santa, basically, is what she was saying.
Tweet, tweet.
Let me see. Caprice, I tell you on, writes, Santa can be whatever the hell color he want to be. But Jesus, that's another story. People's Choice writes, J.C., Jesus Christ, is Hebrew. His earthly father was a descendant of King David, a Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, everybody's got their own, you know, whatever narrative that you have.
Man,
you know,
if you go to a mall in the hood, Santa's black.
That's true. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
All right. Your comment, please.
Yeah. I was born in and raised in the projects, and my mom and them always made sure we know that they bought the gifts, and we ain't got no chimney, so ain't no white man coming up in my house like that, though.
Like that, there.
K-Boy Forever 69 says, really? Santa is a verifiable fact? What is she smoking?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Dave the Dude says, Jesus was black and so was Cleopatra. Know your history. Shout out to Paul.
Jesus was a white man, too. But, you know, it's like, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that.
She's making it like she's doing it for the kids. No, she's making it like she's saying, hey, kids. Right. Like, no,
hey, black kids. Santa's white.
Rashitua says, OMG, how ignorant can you be to say Jesus was white and Santa is only the figment of imagination? I don't know. I just think, you know.
I think Santa is real. I think Santa, my Santa looks, you know, I've never seen Santa, but I just know what I think he looks
like. My mom told me when Santa lands on our roof, he's black. And when he goes to the white neighbor's house, he turns white and, you know.
Whatever.
So he's a little something for everybody.
Yeah, he's whatever you expect, whatever you think. And actually, let's see. Somebody just wrote, the one with the rose says, Jesus and Santa is whatever color, shape, and size my kids want him to be.
Now, Rudolph is black.
Rudolph is brown.
Hayaro Yatana says he's Asian.
See? Okay. There you go.
Wait a minute. Jesus or Santa Claus?
Jesus is Asian.
Jonathan White just said, I saw Santa at the mall last night. He is white, I swear.